The Grammy nominations are out, and Philadelphia talent is well represented. The local band War on Drugs was nominated for Best Rock Album, North Philadelphia rapper Lil Uzi Vert for Best New Artist, and The Crossing for Best Choral Performance. Details from WHYY's Peter Crimmins.
The War on Drugs has been around for a long time, steadily gaining ground with fans and critics with its lush psychedelic rock sound. Led by singer and guitarist Adam Granduciel, this year the band released A Deeper Understanding, its fourth album and first with a major label, Atlantic. John Vatese is the editor of the local music blog The Key at Philadelphia's WXPN. He's been following War on Drugs for 10 years and says this record clarifies the sound that Granduciel has been striving for all this time.
It is like the best, I think, the best document of Adam's vision to date, I think. Like the most refined statement to date.
Lil Uzi Vert, on the other hand, has been performing for just a couple years, releasing his first full studio album in August. The Grammy nominee for Best New Artist performed at the last two Made in America music festivals on Philadelphia's Parkway. With something completely different, the Philadelphia new music group The Crossing has been nominated for Best Choral Performance for a piece they commissioned and premiered 3 years ago called The Fifth Century, by composer Gavin Bryars. The Crossing was nominated last year, too. It didn't win then, but artistic director Donald Nally says a nomination alone leads to plenty of collaborations and commissions with other artists.
Winning is not really as important as having a nomination at this point in terms of people noticing it. You know, it's easy for me to say that because we didn't win last year.
The nominee list has more artists with roots in Philadelphia, including jazz musician Christian McBride, a product of Philadelphia's High School of the Creative and Performing Arts, jazz keyboardist Joy DeFrancesco, and Temple University graduate Gene Baylor, formerly of the R&B duo Jeanne in the 1990s, now one half of the Baylor Project with her husband Marcus Baylor. The Grammy Awards ceremony will be on Sunday, January 28th. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.